USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Over 40 million Americans are on alert this week for severe weather. Citizens from Denver to Dallas, as far east as Charlotte, may experience hail, winds, and possible tornadoes. Some parts of the country, including Alabama and Georgia, are already getting pummeled by a line of intense storms that is pushing southeast. Today, the bad weather will move from central Texas towards the Florida Panhandle. At least three people are dead after a shooting at a home in Maryland. Police confirmed that there were six victims shot on Sunday in the capital city of Annapolis. A person of interest was taken into custody, but a firm motive is unknown. Authorities are calling it an interpersonal dispute, adding that there is no public safety threat to the community. An investigation continues. An American citizen being detained in Russia has been identified as Michael Travis Leak. U.S. Embassy officials confirmed his identity and attended his arraignment on Saturday. Russian courts say Leak was arrested on drug charges, accusing him of engaging in the narcotics business by, quote, attracting young people, end quote. According to a Russian TV outlet, Leak is maintaining his innocence, saying he does not know what he's being accused of. The former paratrooper and musician will remain in custody till at least August 6th of this year. The 76th Annual Tony Awards, celebrating Broadway plays and musicals, took place last night in the Big Apple. The ceremony was nearly canceled this year due to the ongoing Writers Guild of America strike. An agreement was reached with the union, and the Tonys were presented entirely unscripted. The award for Best Play went to Leopold Stadt, a production about horrors and anti-Semitism. All plays and Broadway musicals that opened between April of 22 and April of 23 were honored at the ceremony. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sportsbook and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner! Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The Unabomber has died in prison. Laura Winters with the details.
The man known as the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, found dead in his prison cell. He was 81. Former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski arrested back in 1996 after 20 years on the run.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto, and that is what broke the case open, because his brother, Kaczynski's brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing. So it was a remarkable investigative step.
Watts says the FBI searched for him in different states.
Very different from the investigations you'd see today, which largely are driven by internet traffic, social media presence, doing, you know, polls of cell phones and credit cards.
One section of Philadelphia's busy I-95 highway collapsed yesterday morning after a tanker truck carrying a petroleum-based product caught on fire underneath the overpass. Traffic has been shut down along both sides of the interstate near the collapse, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said last night at least one vehicle is still trapped beneath the collapsed roadway. There were no immediate reports of injuries. Shapiro said he intends to issue a disaster declaration today in order to speed up federal funds. Vegas Golden Knights lead the Stanley Cup playoffs 3-1 over Florida. The series returns to Las Vegas Strip tomorrow evening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.